Roni's Own Radio, the award-winning view and interview show with your host, Jeff Roni. I have the great privilege to have Amy Ray on the phone, and we're going to talk about a whole lot of things. So say hey, Amy, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Let's start by just a couple of questions, just getting to know you. If you could describe yourself in 3 to 5 words.
Well, I smile a lot, so I'm bubbly.
Okay.
Determined, very successful. I'm a mom and a wife.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty good.
If you could pick your favorite comedy movie, what would that be?
Oh, that's a great question. I love all genres of movies, really.
Okay.
How about 50 First Date?
That is my wife's favorite comedy movie,
really?
Too. Absolutely. She has drugged me to many chick flicks, and so I think I've seen just about everything that Drew Barrymore. So... Now, you are a busy lady. I was just very interested in the way you jumped in, and you're very driven. I think what was interesting to me is how not only were you driven for your business, but how you kind of reached out to other ladies and that kind of thing. So let's start with the Dove chocolate business, and what interested you in going in that direction?
Sure. Well, thank you for asking. Actually, for the last few years, I have been a co-owner of another type of business in the entertainment industry out in Los Angeles, and it was wonderful. It was kind of a dream of mine to be able to help, you know, people kind of make their way in the industry, people who are acting and dancing, singing, that kind of thing. And I loved it. I really, really did. But that came to an end around August of last year. And so for 3 months, I was a full-time stay-at-home mom. Mm-hmm. I didn't have anything to do except be a mom.
Sure.
And around middle of October of last year, a friend of mine sent me a message asking me to host a chocolate tasting party. And all of my entrepreneurial alarms just totally went off. I'd never heard of it before, but thought, wow, whose idea was that, and why did they take so long? And so I looked up the company online. It was Dove Chocolate Discoveries, and found that it was brand new pretty much to the market. It had just opened up coast to coast in June of last year, and there was an article that had been written about another chocolatier in Illinois in the Parents magazine, and being a mom of young kids, you know, that publication is something that I look at. And so I went and I read it, and I talked to my friend who introduced me to the Dove Chocolate Discoveries name and said I would love to just sign up and be a chocolatier because I was looking for something to do, a way to find my autonomy again. I love being a mom. I love my boys. They're both under 4, so, you know, I'm a new mom pretty much and have always worked, and so I really wanted to check out there. I'd done direct sales before. It works really well with my personality because I love to connect with people and socialize and really feel like that's kind of where I thrive.
Sure.
And so I signed up the same day. There was absolutely no question. I mean, waiting 1 hour was enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
I had already sent out messages to all my friends saying, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. Would anyone host a chocolate party for me if I decided to join? And by the time I had paid my little sign-up fee, I had 4 people saying they would.
Hmm.
So my business started before I even joined the company, basically. I had no choice. And it's been a lot of fun. I have really, really enjoyed it. I've gotten a lot of recognition from the company, and I really don't feel like I've worked very hard for that. So it's been really rewarding for me.
Well, help me out here. I am all guy, and I like chocolate.
Okay.
And so kind of explain to me what a chocolate tasting party is all about.
Oh, gladly. It's about eating chocolate.
Okay.
Really. Honestly, what I do is I bring a few of the products that Dove Chocolate Discoveries has to offer, which are, by the way, exclusive only to Dove Chocolate Discoveries home tasting parties. You cannot get these items in the store. And yes, it is a part of the Dove brand that you know and love from, you know, the store,
sure.
Which is also owned by Mars Incorporated. But yes, these are all products that are exclusive to Dove Chocolate Discoveries and home tasting parties. And so we might sample the dark chocolate mousse or a chocolate-covered almond or a white chocolate smoothie. I even have a way to make a delicious balsamic chocolate balsamic vinaigrette dressing for a salad or a marinade.
Wow.
Out of our chocolate martini mix. And then we have chocolate martini mix. So we cover the whole gamut. We even have items for people who like to make candy. So we pretty much touch the whole market. And sugar-free, by the way.
Wow. I'm getting hungry. And what's nice is it's not just one thing. It's not just maybe candies, but it kind of is a lot of different areas, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. We've got baking mixes. So if you have a bake sale coming up, our double chocolate chip cookie mix is going to make you anywhere from 80 to 100 cookies. So it goes a long way. Our Chef Series chocolate is great for baking. But yeah, drinks. What do you want? Do you want a snack? Mm-hmm. You can have some of the almonds. We have a cranberry and almond blend, which is wonderful for putting together your own Dove chocolate trail mix. So,
wow.
Two
things kind of popped out when you're talking. Is one is sugar-free chocolate.
Yes.
Because I know some folks, are trying to cut out sugar. And so it's nice that there's an option for those folks as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, it's a brand new product this year. They've been evolving the product line for the last 2 years. And this year in March, I believe it was March 1st, they launched the sugar-free dark chocolate. Hmm. And what's so nice about it is the way they've packaged it, you can give it as a gift. They're little round chocolate discs. It's sweetened with maltitol, which is a really high-quality sweetener. Hmm. And one serving is 7 pieces. And I can't even imagine the best chocolate lover in the world being able to handle all of that. So really you can get quite a large portion for only 3 net carbs,
wow.
Which is good to know for the diabetic. But you can give it as a gift. You can eat it yourself or you can melt it into fondue or bake with it. It's really versatile.
Wow. You know, what's really nice is not only you bring the fun to it, but you have a wealth of knowledge about it. So that's really cool.
Well, thanks. The company does a great job with keeping us informed. They send us updates every month with our chocolate newsletter. They're called The Chocolate Dish, and they always put little tips in there and things. And as the months go by, I try to pick up a little bit here and there. But I never want to intimidate anyone with too much information because this is a very duplicatable business. If anyone is looking for something to do on the side or to even have a career in direct sales where, you build a team of people and grow that, right now it's such a great opportunity with the ground floor. So the sky's the limit. I love it.
My wife and I have a lot of these conversations of the difference between men and women. And if if I could record it, I could probably go on the road, and just kind of help people out. But guys only get together around a sports game or watching somebody fix a truck or something like that. But I think women come together for more often. And I think one of them is these type of parties where they can talk and bond and what's nice is, with chocolate. And you were saying you wanted to kind of bring fun to the party atmosphere. And is it kind of an easy thing? Do you just kind of invite folks and...
Yes, it is. It's very easy. The hostess, all she needs to do, or he, this really is, you don't have to be a woman. Mm-hmm. Chocolate crosses all boundaries,
sure.
If you ask me. But it is mostly women who do the party.
Okay.
But yes, they just invite their friends and their family members to come over and, usually here, who doesn't love chocolate? And, you got me a chocolate. I'll be there. People are not intimidated at all about coming to a chocolate tasting party. So, you're able to kind of get past some people who are like, if I go to a party, I'm going to be obligated to buy something, that kind of thing.
Sure.
People will come for miles for the chocolate tasting experience. And all the host needs to provide is just a few items to dip into some chocolate fondue. And, I do all the work, which really isn't that much at all.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the fun goes, eating chocolate is fun.
Sure.
And then you've got a group of women, and mm-hmm. we all talk, we, you know, laugh, and we joke. And, you know, if it's a particularly quiet crowd, I might pull out one of my games and do a chocolate game and ask questions, and whoever wins, you know, gets something out of my goodie bag. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Perfect. This is 2009, and the internet and social networking is here. It's a part of, I think, all of our lives. And mm-hmm. I know with doing parties, normally it's kind of, well, maybe you know some friends either from church or maybe at work or something like that. And I've noticed that you've been using Facebook and probably other avenues as well. How has that kind of fit into your plan with Dove and the parties and that kind of a thing?
Well, gosh, social networking is almost the lifeblood at this point. Mm. You know, it's just staying connected with people. You know, the email blasts that you used to have to do, and then your internet provider would mark you as a spammer, you know,
sure.
and then your emails wouldn't get through. I mean, it's so wonderful to have that because I can connect with friends from all over the country because I've lived in several different states. And also get the word out to them, and I've got team members all over the country because of Facebook, and because I have a laptop with a little webcam on it, I can do training videos right there and just
cool.
send it. It's just so simple. Anytime I have an update or a marketing flyer, I can just post it, and everybody gets it all at once. It's quick, easy, and very effective.
Because you're a team leader, correct?
Yes, that's
okay.
my title.
Okay. So you have other folks that you kind of train and help out in other places?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, I'm an independent chocolatier first and foremost, and then as you grow up the ladder and grow your team, then you get different titles to go along with that, and I am at the team leader level.
Excellent. Now, can folks that maybe don't live in that area become involved with the parties, or how does that work? Is it more of a kind of a centralized thing where you'd have to attend a party in your area, or how does that work?
Well, not only is the social networking wonderful for me just connecting with clients or future hostesses, but it's wonderful for all of us chocolatiers across the country because, you know, if I have somebody, say, in Florida, because mm-hmm. I live in Kentucky, who wants to have a chocolate tasting party, then I can get on Facebook and say, okay, chocolatiers, who's in Florida and in this area of the state, and, you know, I need you to go do a party for me.
Okay.
And it's wonderful. I just did a party. I drove down to Nashville a couple weeks ago for a fellow chocolatier who lives in Wisconsin that, of course, couldn't make the drive. So
mm-hmm.
It's really helpful.
Well, it does sound like that this type of idea, as far as the parties and things, I mean, it is 21st century now. I mean, you can use webcams to train folks and kind of keep in touch and, you know, encourage and help.
It's free.
Yeah.
Jeff, it's free.
Yeah,
you know, that cuts down on your overhead expense considerably. Mm-hmm.
I think the one thing that I have really noticed, and you're a great example of that, is I think there's something to be said of, you know, and I'm going to put air quotes around this, the power of women on the internet. There is something that I think women bring that men don't. Mm-hmm. Women bring connecting with someone. I think it's really neat to kind of see women use social networks in a more, like a family kind of a use.
Oh, you mean as far as sharing your family photos with those?
Not necessarily that, but it's just, I think you care about people.
Oh.
I think men are just kind of more focused on sales and different things. And I think it's neat that, yes, family photos, that kind of gives people a peek into you and your life and what's important to you. And
well, because then, you know, somebody might look at my wall or look at my photos or my information and say, oh, we have this in common, or, you know, I have kids that age, or, you know, and so people tend to like to do business and become friends with people who are kind of in the same place or mm-hmm. have some sort of commonality. And, yeah, definitely Facebook and other social networks definitely help get that across.
Are you on Twitter?
I have not joined the Twitter age yet. Sorry.
Amy? Amy? Now you got to get
on. I'm almost the last one.
Amy, you got to get on Twitter now.
Okay.
You, me, Ashton, and Oprah, you know, I mean, we'll be a powerful force on Twitter.
We could. good. See? Absolutely. And I pay attention to the whole Ashton and Demi Moore thing going on over there.
You know, they just can't talk about, you know, Susan Boyle all day long. They should talk about you, too. So.
Oh, thanks. That would be something, wouldn't it?
No,
I want to be on Oprah.
Hey, anything's possible. Hey, I'm a friend with Meghan McCain. So anyway, anything's possible anymore. But
absolutely, that's for sure.
But it's really refreshing to hear you with your passion and how you're using all these different tools to really extend you past just your community and your neighborhood. And I know you're involved in church, and I know that you love God, and I think that's kind of a way to share who you are as well through Facebook.
Absolutely.
And all that.
Yes, absolutely. I think that it's important. You know, some people don't take very well to the direct approach when you're sharing your faith and your spirituality. So I think it's a great way, you know, to stay positive and you know, the Bible says that they will know you're Christians by your love, and mm-hmm. I think that by showing love in any manner is important.
There's tough times. I don't know if the tough times are over, but I think that it's good to reach out and to help other folks. And I think this is a really interesting time in history. And people may like or not like the decisions that are there, but what you're saying is just kind of reflecting what's in you, you know, the salvation and what God has done for you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I really am honored that you have paid attention to me on Facebook. I have made a positive stamp on the social networking site. So thank you.
I think that not only finding God and God finding us, I think also that when we find our talents, I think that's also part of that trek.
Oh, absolutely. And so it has taken me about 12 years to really figure out what it is that I feel like I've been put on this earth to do, or what, you know, what God put into my heart as far as, you know, what I can be passionate about. And I just turned 30 this year, so I feel amazing about that. I was not sad. I was happy because I feel like I've come into a whole new part of me, and I know myself better than I ever have before, and more confident about who I am than I've ever been before. And I have no problem telling people how old I am.
Some people hit a point later on and they go, I'm shut up.
You know. No, I think it's great. And, you know, the last few years, and this is something that I've talked a lot about with people in my close circle lately, is that I just feel like in the last few years, God has really revealed so much to me about myself and who I am, and that I am more confident now in my salvation than I've ever been. My search was really, you know, somebody presented a question to me several years ago, and I guess, you know, she's younger than me, but apparently more spiritually mature than I was at the time, and was noticing just some frustrations and things that I was dealing with. And she asked me, she said, "Amy, who are you in Christ?" And the question just baffled me. I could not even think how to answer that. I'm like, what kind of question is that? And I don't know. I'm not usually a speechless kind of a person, but I really could not wrap my mind around that. And so the last few years, I've been trying to figure out, well, who am I in Christ? What in the world does that mean? And I can honestly say today that I know what that means, and the peace that that gives me. And you're going to ask me, well, what does it mean? Who am I in Christ? Well, I am created by God. He knew all of my flaws. Everything, every bad choice, every wrong decision, every sin that I was going to commit before he even created me, and yet he created me anyway. There's nothing that I can do that's going to cause him to love me any less. Nothing. And that brings so much comfort and joy to me no matter what's going on, you know. It's true for anybody out there. That is who you are in Christ too.
Well, thank you for that. I kind of want to add just a bit on that, as I think God is a lot better than a lot of people have heard. And that's what I would say. And if you've listened to a lot of people about God, and you've seen a lot of bad modeling on television or radio or something, I would humbly submit to you that God is much better than that person. In those situations.
We have to take ourselves off our own pedestals, and we have to just stop judging each other. Well, on our own individual journey, and each person, it's their relationship with God, not the world's, you know? So we need to be more concerned about us and our relationship and our spiritual journey than everybody else's. And just know that, you know, they're on a journey too, and they're making bad choices, but that's their journey.
Mm-hmm. Amy, it's been a great moment to kind of get you on the phone and ask some questions and find out a little bit about you. I just appreciate your time. And if you could give some information as far as how folks can get a hold of you and that kind of a thing, if they're interested or whatever.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I do have a website. It's very easy. It's www.dovechocolatediscoveries.com/Amy. And my name is spelled A-I-M-E-E.
Okay.
And all of my contact information is right there, my phone and my email. Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much again for having me. And I've really appreciated the opportunity. Mm-hmm. Seems I've been getting a lot of media attention lately. So it's a really exciting time in my life. And eat chocolate.
Well, it's not a coincidence. You're a great lady. And thanks so much. Okay.
Thank you, Jeff. Have a great day.
Here's just a quick reminder that if you want to continue to get these Roni Zone radio shows directly sent to either your Google Reader or your iTunes or whatever you use to listen to podcasts, please visit subscribe.ronizone.com, and it's going to give you links and instructions of how to get subscribed and get connected to us so we can send you shows automatically. Thanks so much.
Hi, this is James from Nobody's Listening, and you're listening to Roni Zone Radio. But are you listening hard enough? I don't think so.
There is no way we can do what we do on our own. So we often play promos and things like that, and we want you to check out these promos, but also take a second and check out these shows if they really seem interesting to you. We really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Hi, this is James.
And this is Jen.
We've been married since 1996. The only problem is...
What?
We don't have anything in common.
No, we don't.
Two people with totally different tastes in everything, including ice cream.
It's true.
I'm a geek.
And I'm a nerd.
I'm a husband.
I'm a wife.
I'm a father.
And I'm a mother.
How do two people so different come together and make a life work? We can't be the only two people like this out there.
Surely not.
Geek loves nerd.
Every week, we get together and we talk about issues.
Finances.
How to find the person that you're going to spend the rest of your life with.
In-laws.
Video games.
Marriage tips.
I like beef tips. There's also the Ask Jen segment where people ask questions for my wonderful wife.
And it's the best part of the show.
Wow.
Geek loves nerd.
You need to go to geeklovesnerd.com or look us up in iTunes, because we're the standard by which every other marriage is measured by.
Of course, that's why we're podcasting in our basement.
And you're not. Well, peace out.
Peace out, home skillet.
Geek loves nerd. Trying to find something in common since 1996.
From around the globe into your living room, it's the Jen and Dave Show. Rabbit trails are our business, and business is good. You can find us at thejenanddaveshow.com. Hello.
Hi. I'm here to pick up Kate for our date.
Oh, you are you? Well, first you're going to have to answer a few questions.
Okay.
Mac or PC?
PC.
Do you have a web page?
What?
I said, do you have a web page, boy?
Yes.
Ever downloaded files illegally?
No, never.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you listen to the Jesus Geek podcast?
No.
Jesus Geek, technology news and how-tos for the connected Christian. www.jesusgeek.info.
Who was that, Daddy?
Nobody you'd ever want to meet. Jesus Geek, www.jesusgeek.info. Thank you for listening to Roni Zone Radio. Please visit our website at jrdonline.com and drop us an email at jeff.roni@gmail.com. Thank you very much, and see you next time on Roni Zone Radio.